evening.
Evening.
Question was asked, and I'd like to take it a little bit farther than what it was intended, about if you knew that Jesse had lived in Bethlehem. Well, I don't remember ever living there. But think about it. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, would you have wanted to be there? When the shepherds came, would that have been a desired place for you to be living? Wouldn't it have been rather nice?
Yeah.
When Herod sent out the decree shortly thereafter to kill all the children 2 and under, would you have wanted to be there? Why not? God was doing something there. And the one seemed like a wondrous event. Later, it seemed like a terrible event. But nevertheless, it was all God moving. He was bringing something to pass. And although it would have been painful to have your son or your daughter, probably your son, killed, could you get over it and rejoice at the fact that God is doing something? As you ponder back over the past year, there's probably some joyful memories, some painful experiences. But there can be a joy if you know that God was doing something, that He was working something, and you were right where you were supposed to be. Isn't it amazing how God brought us through so many things in this past year? And then I got started thinking about it. There are billions of people in this world who came through this past year. Oh. Okay. So the fact that I made it through doesn't necessarily mean that God's pleased with me. Many of the things that I looked at and thought that it was God providing, maybe billions of other people had that same experience. Which led me to an interesting aspect of God, and I want to share it with you tonight. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, sends the rain on the just and the unjust. There's a lot of the kindness of God that is just freely bestowed upon mankind, largely independent of what they're like.
Right.
The fact that it rained on us doesn't indicate that we were pleasing to God. The fact that it didn't rain doesn't indicate that we were displeasing to God necessarily. God has called us to love our enemies and work for their good. Now, that doesn't mean that you necessarily empower them with power that they cannot handle. But it's interesting what God does. He sends rain, and He sends the sun. That provides an opportunity for us to prosper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fill our freezer or, put money in the bank, but it provides resources to use to accomplish those goals.
Right.
He's called us to be an agent of good, even to those who hate us. It says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for that's what He does.
Right.
That's an important part of being one of His children, is to know how to return good for evil.
Right. Good.
Turn it over to Acts 14. Acts 14:14. Paul had come to Lystra here and had healed this man who had been born crippled. And it was a truly amazing miracle. And the people were going to worship them then. Which when the apostles and Barnabas and Paul heard of, they realized what the people were going to do. They rent their clothes and ran in among the people crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them." You notice it says, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did them good. The fact that he did them good was no indication that he was pleased
That's
with them.
Right.
In fact, he was very upset with them.
Yes.
But he, by doing good to them, gave witness that he was good.
Yes.
His goodness provided opportunity for them to live, to move, to have occasion to seek Him. Because we know that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. A wicked man, when he dies, he will never turn to the right. By God showing kindness to him, prolonging his life, He gives opportunity for the wicked man to turn and seek Him.
Right.
He left not himself without witness. He did good while the people were his enemies. And he's called us to do that. And part of our job is to study to know what that means, how it applies. And I want to show you this same spirit in the book of Psalms. Psalms 35. To some people, Psalm 35 would appear to be a confusing mixture. But I don't believe it would need to be that way. "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them." You see what I'm talking about yet? The same spirit? Isn't it kind of covered up? Let's continue. "For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon them at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. Notice, rejoice in his salvation. It didn't say rejoice that the enemy was killed. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. My prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, or I have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. A challenge I'd like to share. It makes mention of false witnesses to rise up, delay to my charge, things that I knew not. It's like, what are you talking about? Yet they witness against me. They reward me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, when they were would you say suffering greatly, I truly mourn for them. I truly bore their load with them as far as grieving with them. Cry out to God for them, for their salvation. I humbled my soul with fasting. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. Talk about loving his enemies. That's the heart of God showing through right there. And God has called us to that. That we would have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, or the destruction of those on the broad way, but that rather we could grieve over it and cry out to God for their redemption.
Yes.
That was what I wanted to share tonight.
Thank you. Amen. Excellent. Notice the difference.